وصحبه أجمعين وبعد Continue tonight in reciting a hadith from Shama'il Muhammadi, Imam al-Tirmidhi الله عليه, and the chapter that I'm reciting from today قال باب ما جاء في خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. So the chapter that talks about his ethics عليه الصلاة والسلام or some of his characteristics in a general manner. So I have two hadith and I'll share them with you inshallah quickly. قال حدثنا قتيبة بن سعيد قال حدثنا جعفر بن سليمان الضبعي عن ثابت عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال خدمت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 10 سنين فما قال لي أف قط وما قال لشيء صنعته لما صنعته ولا لشيء تركته لما تركته. So Anas says, this is his his testimony رضي الله عنه, as someone who started living with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام at a very young age, and obviously Sayyidina Anas, not only did he serve the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in the capacity of being an assistant or someone who was always with him عليه الصلاة والسلام, but he also learned from him. And that barakah of that knowledge allowed Sayyidina Anas to spread Islam over the course of his very long life, where he lived into his late 90s رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Some scholars actually point out that Sayyidina Abu Halim al-Nu'man met him. Like there are some records that Abu Hanifa actually sat in a majlis where Sayyidina Anas at the end of his life was talking, which puts him, Anas, he lived that long. He lived long enough so that some of the tabi'een were able to meet him. So he was someone who's the barakah of his life, went over 6-7 decades of teaching people. And the reason is that he served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a child. So what does he remember from this? Qala, I served the Prophet alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. فَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفْ قَطْ. He never said أُفْ. He was ever upset with me ever. He never used the term أُفْ is the slightest way to show contempt. And if you're not happy with someone, the way to show that in the slightest and the most easy way or less aggressive way is to say oof. He said, not once did he say that to me. He never told me for something I did, why did I do it? Or for something that I didn't do, why didn't I do it? He never chastised me, basically, is what he's saying. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. This is one of the testimonies that we have that I absolutely don't understand. I have no idea how this worked for him. How did he raise him then? If the Prophet ﷺ raised Anas to be this great scholar, and he never said uff to him once, and he never chastised him for something he did or something he didn't do, then how did he raise him? ﷺ, I don't know. Maybe just with his smile, alayhi salatu wasalam, and maybe that's all he, and that's all he needed, probably. Because نحن مش uff, وضرب بالدف خبط بالكف everything that you can possibly throw, and we're still not getting anywhere with I don't know what the problem. But when you look at him عليه الصلاة والسلام, he was able to achieve. Anas, this is what he said. قال وكان, this is not the end of his way. He said قال وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. And I said this at the beginning just to kind of lead you along to say Anas answered how. Like, I asked, it's impossible, and I complained that it's not doable. Well, Anas didn't leave his quote without telling us how. He told us how he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَقَالَ وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ النَّاسِ خُلُقًا وَلَا مَسَسْتُ خَزًّا وَلَا حَرِيرًا قَطُّ وَلَا شَيْئًا كَانَ أَلْيَنَ مِنْ كَفِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَلَا شَمِمْتُ مِسْكًا قَطُّ وَلَا عِطْرًا كَانَ أَطْيَبَ مِنْ عَرَقِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was the person with the best character. That's how he raised him. He raised him with being the person of the best character. Because that's really what children need. They need role models. That's all they need. They just need a really good role model. Kids respond to character and to honesty and to consistency. They don't respond to hypocrisy. They don't respond to you telling them to do something while you don't do it yourself. They don't respond to that. That actually causes a huge backfire in their minds, and it puts them it makes them question things that they would never question. What raises children is their observation of people's character. So if your son or the person you're raising sees from you consistency in what you preach, what you practice and what you preach are the same thing, and they see that, then they are more, very likely in their lives to follow you. Even if they go astray for a while, at some point they always find their way back, because the strength of a consistent value or a consistent character is of the magnitude that no one can really ignore it. And I know that because as I grew up in my life, I would run into people who had parents of great caliber, and they didn't really live to that. They never met that standard. But later on in their lives, they would come back and they would straighten themselves out, and they would spend the entirety of the rest of their lives saying, "Wallahi, Allah irhamu kan kada, wa abuhi kan kada." And they just talk about my dad was like this, and it's as if it took a while for it to dawn on them, but once it did, it became very meaningful to them that they lived with someone who was not a hypocrite, who preached and practiced the same thing, and their character was of the magnitude of what they were actually trying to get them to be. It's just a matter of maybe not going astray at the beginning and figuring that out early on. He says, "I never touched silk or anything that was more tender than the hand of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam." I don't think this is a physical description. I'm just telling you. I could be wrong. You could. I don't think it's a physical description. I think it's a figurative description. I think his hand alayhi salatu wasalam was tender, figuratively speaking. Meaning, alayhi salatu wasalam, he carried the swords and he fought, but the tenderness they felt in the hand was the warmth that he had in his soul and his heart, alayhi salatu wasalam, that was apparent in his hand, rather than the physicality of just of how the skin was. It was what's under it that meant. For Anas, it was the tenderness of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's spirit and soul that he felt through the touch of his hand, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he patted on his back or he shook his hand. وَلَا شَمِمْتُ. And he said, I never smelled anything that was more beautiful than the sweat of the Prophet alayhi salam when I stood by him. And I also think this is figurative. I think it's figurative. When you love someone, you love everything about them. If you lose a loved one, and may Allah subhanahu grant you and your loved ones long lives with salihah, say ameen. When you lose a loved one or someone's not there, you will find their scent to be the most beautiful thing that you have ever smelled in your life. You will take their clothing and inhale their clothing into your face for as long as you can, as that scent stays there. And that will be to you more beautiful than the most expensive perfume that was ever been made. Because it's about the love. And to Anas radiallahu anhu, the scent of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And I know he told this hadith later on in his life when he was a man, after the Prophet alayhi salam had passed away years ago. And I know when he said this, this is what he was feeling, that anything from his scent alayhi salatu wasalam is beautiful to me. If I could just find anything, because there's nothing more beautiful than his scent, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that just tells you what effect he left upon this young person who lived with him. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I'll send this hadith and we'll let you go. حدثنا هارون بن إسحاق الهمداني قال حدثنا عبدة عن هشام بن عروة عن أبيه عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت ما ضرب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بيده شيئا قط إلا أن يجاهد في سبيل الله تعالى ولا ضرب خادما ولا امرأة. She said رضي الله عنها, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام with his hand never hit anything. Outside of the ma'raka, outside of in combat, carrying his sword and fighting, he never hit anything or anyone. Not a servant, not a woman, no one. He never hit anyone عليه الصلاة والسلام. Yeah, learn, think about that. That is Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Want to follow him? Yeah, before you make the lihya very long, and maybe do that. Yeah, maybe do that. Maybe before, you know, all of us, I'm talking about myself. Maybe before I get my galabiyya to look like him and maybe I follow his khuluq alayhi salatu wasalam first and be like that first. And then if I am like that, then maybe the other stuff will count. So I'll end with that. Subhanallah, bihamdika, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.